إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وحده في ذاته ووحده في صفاته، وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدًا عبده ورسوله، أرسله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله، وكفى بالله شهيدا. فصلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. أما بعد، فإن خير الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة في الدين بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. عباد الله، أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله. عباد الله، اتقوا الله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله ولتنظر نفس ما قدمت لغد واتقوا الله إن الله خبير بما تعملون. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. وبعد، فقد قال تبارك وتعالى كما ورد في سورة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم بعد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، والذين اهتدوا زادهم هدى وآتاهم تقواهم. وقال جل وعلا كما ورد في سورة يوسف: فالله خير حافظا وهو أرحم الراحمين. وعن ابن عباس رضي الله عنهما قال: كنت خلف رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يوما فقال: يا غلام، إني أعلمك كلمات، احفظ الله يحفظك، احفظ الله تجده تجاهك، إذا سألت فاسأل الله، وإذا استعنت فاستعن بالله، واعلم أن الأمة لو اجتمعت على أن ينفعوك بشيء لم ينفعوك إلا بشيء قد كتبه الله لك، ولو اجتمعوا على أن يضروك بشيء لم يضروك إلا بشيء قد كتبه الله عليك. رفعت الأقلام وجفت الصحف. حديث حسن صحيح. صدق الله وصدق رسوله. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. Preserve Allah and Allah will preserve you. That's the title of the sermon, and this is the beginning of the hadith I shared with you عن Ibn Abbas رضي الله عنهما. He said, I was behind the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم one day when he addressed me, O young boy, I shall teach you some words of advice. Preserve Allah and Allah will preserve you. Preserve Allah and you will find Him in front of you. If you ask, ask of Allah. And if you seek help of Allah. And know that if the nation were to gather together to benefit you with anything, it would benefit you only with something that Allah had already prescribed for you. And that if they gathered together to harm you with anything, they would harm you only with something Allah had already prescribed for you. The pens have been lifted and the pages have dried. Before we discuss this hadith and the ayat mubarakat, I opened up with, let us understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose this ummah, the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from all nations and peoples in the world to preserve and spread the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the message of Islam, to spread and establish the rule of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on earth. For this reason, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was careful to sow the seed of iman in the believers, especially the youth, like Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, Mus'ab bin Umair, and Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu anhum ajma'in, among others. Abdullah ibn Abbas, the narrator of this hadith, was only 13 years old when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam died. It seems that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam wanted the youth to be grounded in iman, in aqidah, because they are the ones who will take the deen forward and carry the banner of Islam and bear the responsibility of safeguarding Allah's huquq and Allah's deen, Islam. The hadith is one such example. There are precious advices for everyone, especially the youth. The hadith explains how youth were so important to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and more importantly, how essential it is to empower the youth with true knowledge, with the knowledge of the deen. Ibn Abbas, his name is Abdullah ibn Abbas. He was the paternal cousin of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He is among the most knowledgeable of the companions in tafsir, in the exegesis of the Quran. A book entitled Tanwir al-Maqabis min Tafsir Ibn Abbas. It is the tafsir and explanations of ayat in the Quran that goes back to the credit of Ibn Abbas radiyallahu anhu. Of all narrations transmitted by Ibn Abbas, you find 1,660 were considered authentic and sahih by the authors of the two sahih, Imam al-Bukhari and Imam Muslim. So Ibn Abbas relates. He says, One day I was behind the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, either walking or riding on an animal behind him, Allahu A'lam. When the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to him, Ya Ghulam, O young boy. So he must have been in his boyhood age of 10, 11, 12, or maybe just shortly before the Prophet passed away. And he addressed him, O young boy, Inni u'allimuka kalimat. I am going to teach you some words of advice. Here the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is acting as a teacher. Thus the Prophet expected the attention required from the student. And similarly the student Ibn Abbas was eager to listen and learn something new from a great teacher like Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. By the way, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam prayed for Ibn Abbas. Allahumma faqqihhu ad-din wa 'allimhu at-ta'wil. O Allah, make him understand the deen and teach him the interpretation of the deen. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had invoked Allah's mercy on this young boy, young man, and it is no wonder he turned out to be among the biggest scholars of Islam of the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam until this day, and will continue to be until the day of judgment. He himself became a school, a university. People of all walks of life used to meet in his house to teach them the matters of the deen. And he taught quite a few of the Sahaba who became in their own right teachers of the deen. The first advice the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave Ibn Abbas radiyallahu anhuma was احفظِ اللَّهَ يَحْفَظْكَ. Preserve Allah, Allah will preserve you. حَفِظَ يَحْفَظُ is to protect. Sometimes you find the translation, be mindful of Allah. This is an interpretation of it, but the literal meaning, the root word is حَفِظَ, which means to protect, to keep, to safeguard, to adhere to preserve, acting of preserving, acting on preservation. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala actually used that word himself regarding the Quran. Inna nahnu nazzalna dhikr wa inna lahu lahafidhun. Indeed, it is we who have sent down the Quran, al-dhikr, the reminder, and it is we who are lahafidhun. We will preserve it. We will protect it. We will take care of it. So it is more accurate to use the word preserve here. احفظِ الله يحفظ. Preserve Allah. Not that Allah needs preservation or protection. We must understand what it means when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, احفظِ الله. It means to preserve the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The حقوق of Allah. And among the rights of Allah are that you worship Him, that you believe in Him, the spread of the Quran and Islam, and the struggle to establish His deen here on this earth. احفظ الله يحفظك. Protect, preserve Allah, preserve His rights, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had told us. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. All humans, Allah has right on them. And His right is that He should be worshipped. He should be worshipped alone. He should be obeyed. He should be followed. He is the ruler. He is the sovereign. So within our context, the Muslim context, His right is that we make ibadah to Him, that among other things to fulfill our duties toward Him, which would include starting with Tawheed, of course, and having real, genuine faith, iman in Him, that none to be worshipped except Him. To observe the modes of worship, حافظوا على الصلوات, for example, and the word حافظوا is used here, preserve, protect the prayers, the daily prayers, والصلاة الوسطى, and the middle salah, وقوموا لله قانتين, stand up before Allah in complete devotion. Another duty is the propagation of Islam to others, da'wah, in other words, calling people unto Allah. ادعوا إلى سبيل ربك بالحكمة والموعظة الحسنة وجادلهم بالتي هي أحسن إلى آخر الآية. Call unto the way of your Lord with the wisdom and beautiful preaching, and argue with them in ways that are best, until the end of the ayah. Of course, also to safeguard and preserve His hudud, His limits, the sharia, by acting out on His commands and refraining from all that Allah declared to be forbidden and prohibited. These are the haram matters. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah At-Tawbah, He said in ayah number 112, describing the believers, their attitude, their actions, among many things. I spoke about this last week, as a matter of fact. He said, وَالْحَافِظُونَ لِحُدُودِ اللَّهِ. those who preserve, protect the limits of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that's what it means when the Prophet said, احفظ الله, protect, preserve Allah, preserve the hudud, the limits, the boundaries Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala set for us. Do not transgress those boundaries. If His system is established, then make sure no one transgresses those limits. If it is not established, then you have to struggle your utmost to establish His kingdom of heaven on earth, because that is His right. He is the sovereign, He is the ruler. And among other rights, of course, is honoring the rights of ibad and everything around us. Plants, animals, environment, and so on and so forth. So, احفظ الله يحفظك. What a beautiful, what a gem, what a beautiful advice. Preserve the rights of Allah and Allah will protect you. He will protect you in both worlds. He will protect you here in this world and also in the next. This is a promise from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the tongue of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. احفظ الله يحفظك. You preserve the rights of Allah, Allah will preserve you. Allah will protect you. It's as if Allah is saying, وَأَوْفُوا بِعَهْدِكُمْ أُوفِي بِعَهْدِي وَإِيَّايَ فَرْهَبُونَ. You fulfill the covenant with Allah and Allah will fulfill His covenant with you. Surah Al-Baqarah, فَاذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ. You mention me, I will mention you. وَاشْكُرُوا لِي وَلَا تَكْفُرُونَ. And be grateful to me and don't be ungrateful. Protect, preserve the rights of Allah and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will preserve you. As a matter of fact, we have been taught a beautiful dua among the adhkar of as-sabah wal-masa', the remembrances of the morning and the evening, where we pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allahumma ihfazni min bayni yaday wa min khalfi wa an yamini wa an shimali wa a'udhu bi'azamatika an ughtala min tahti. O Allah, guard me, save me, protect me, preserve me, ihfazni min bayni yaday, from what is in front of me and from behind me, from what is on my right and what is on my left, and also protect me what may overcome me from below me. So what does that mean when we ask Allah to protect us from the front and the back and the right and the left and from beneath? It means protect me from evil coming from any direction. Evil is prevalent, evil is everywhere. And without your protection, I cannot protect myself. And He will protect you completely. He will protect your health. He will protect your wealth, your health, your mind, your body. Have you seen a scholar? Have you seen a scholar in his old age who has gone senile? I haven't. Allah preserves their knowledge, their mind. Scholars who reach above 90, you find them giving lectures and quoting Quran and hadith. They don't forget. Why? Because Allah had taken it upon Himself to preserve them, preserve their intellect, preserve their mind, preserve their health, preserve their body. Why? Because they were preserving the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He will preserve your wealth and your family, even your offspring. You know the story in Surah Al-Kahf, the two orphans, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He sent Al-Khidr to teach Musa alayhi salam some knowledge which he did not know, among the things he did was to restore a wall that was about to collapse. Underneath that wall was the wealth of these two orphans. They were young. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had informed us the wisdom behind the preservation of their wealth, actually the wealth of their father. And why Allah did this? Allah explains, وَكَانَ أَبُوهُمَا صَالِحًا. Their father was a righteous man. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not only will He protect you and protect your family. He will protect your offspring even after you leave. He will also protect your faith, your deen. So as long as you are adhering to the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the sunnah of His Prophet, Allah will not misguide you. وَالَّذِينَ اهْتَدَوْا زَادَهُمْ هُدًا وَآتَاهُمْ تَقْوَاهُمْ God has increased the guidance of those who follow the right path and given them their awareness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so that they are constantly always mindful and aware of Allah. احفظ الله تجده تجاهك. In another narration, أمامك. You preserve the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will find Him in front of you. In order to get the protection of Allah and to find Him in front of us, one has to be genuine in his beliefs. In his beliefs and practices, one would need to strive and get closer and closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through obedience, through dhikr, through worship, and so on. At all times, not only at times of hardship or adversity, but even in times of prosperity. And that is what is meant by the Prophet's statement you find in another version. احفظ الله تجده أمامك تعرف إلى الله في الرخاء يعرفك في الشدة. The Prophet in another version of this hadith, he said, you preserve the rights of Allah, you'll find Him in front of you. Know Him in times of prosperity, He will know you, He will not abandon you in times of difficulties. And it is no wonder the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in one hadith said, عَجَبًا لِأَمْرِ الْمُؤْمِنِ How amazing are the affairs of the believers. All his matters, all his affairs are good, are great. And that is only for the believer, the true believer. When he is in prosperity, he thanks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when he is going through some hardships, he is patient, sabr. And that is good for him. So you will certainly find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in front of you. Those who try to achieve ihsan and keep moving in the direction of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, indeed they will be the closest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and find Him. Find His presence. Definition of ihsan, بأن تعبد ربك كأنك تراه. So the closer you go toward Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the more you will find Him in front of you. The more you are aware of His guidance and you follow His guidance, you will find Him in front of you. Definitely Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the best protector. You will not find any better protector than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَاللَّهُ خَيْرٌ حَافِظًا Allah is the best protector. وَهُوَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ And He is the most merciful of all creation, of everyone. أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ He has the most mercy and compassion. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had told us in Surah Al-Anfal, addressing His Prophet, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّبِيِّ حَسْبُكَ اللَّهُ O Prophet, Allah is sufficient for you. You don't need to go anywhere else. وَمَنِ اتَّبَعَكَ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ Allah is also sufficient to everyone who follows you of the believers. Allah is sufficient. أَلَيْسَ اللَّهُ بِكَافٍ عَبْدَهُ Is not Allah sufficient for His servants? You answer that question. The second advice is very important, very powerful. إِذَا سَأَلْتَ فَاسْأَلِ اللَّهِ وَإِذَا اسْتَعَنْتَ فَاسْتَعِنْ بِاللَّهِ If you need to ask, ask Allah. And when you require help, seek help from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now this advice teaches one to be solely and completely dependent on the independent Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is independent of anyone. He is independent of anything. وَمَنْ جَاهَدَ فَإِنَّمَا يُجَاهِدُ لِنَفْسِهِ You struggle, it's not for the benefit of Allah. It is for your benefit. To struggle to safeguard Allah's rights. It is for your own benefit. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَغَنِيٌّ عَنِ الْعَالَمِينَ. Indeed, Allah is independent of all the worlds. يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ أَنْتُمُ الْفُقَرَاءَ إِلَى اللَّهِ. O people, you are the ones who are dependent on Allah. وَاللَّهُ هُوَ الْغَنِيُّ الْحَمِيدُ. Allah is the independent. He is praised. So we need to understand this concept. We are in need of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is not in need of us. So if that's the case, then wouldn't it make sense to turn to Him whenever I need something? Even if it pertains to this physical world. The Prophet said, even if you need shoelaces, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first. And do know that when you ask people to help you in worldly matters, you must know that it is Allah who facilitated this for you. It's not that person. It has been already decreed in a book. Long time ago, Allah had already decided and determined that those who help you, they are the ones whom Allah subjected to you. So definitely, now regarding the supernatural matters or ghaibiyat, one needs to go to nowhere but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Allah alone. And this is why we have Salatul Istikhara, where the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam taught us what to do and how to ask of Allah's great bounties and favors. Salatul Istikhara, you know it. So as humans, if we are not reminded, فَإِذَا سَأَلْتَ فَاسْأَلِ اللَّهِ. We need this reminder. When you ask, ask Allah. وَإِذَا اسْتَعَنْتَ فَاسْتَعِنْ بِاللَّهِ. And when you need help, seek help from Allah. What happens if we are not reminded? We get carried away and we may tend to forget that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in charge. And that is precisely why the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam was instilling in the mind of the youth, Ibn Abbas radiyallahu anhu, radiyallahu anhuma, him and his father Al-Abbas, impressing this belief. Look, if you were to ask someone, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if you are in need of anything, O Abdullah, ask Allah for help. Why? The Prophet explained. He explained that it is Allah who is in control and none else in these words. وَعْلَمْ أَنَّ الْأُمَّةَ لَوْ اجْتَمَعَتْ عَلَىٰ أَنْ يَنْفَعُوكَ بِشَيْءٍ لَمْ يَنْفَعُوكَ إِلَّا بِشَيْءٍ قَدْ كَتَبَهُ اللَّهُ لَكَ. And do know, O Abdullah, if all the people were to come together to benefit you with anything, it will not benefit you except that which had been decreed for you by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the opposite is true. If all the people were to come together to harm you with anything, they cannot harm you except with that which Allah had decreed for you in this book of destiny that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had ordered the pen to write before the creation of everything. Our youth need these words of confidence. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who can make things happen. Turning toward Him and seeking His help and assistance through dua is one of the most important element of ubudiyyah, of servitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rather, it is ibadah all by itself. وَقَالَ رَبُّكُمْ ادْعُونِي أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَسْتَكْبِرُونَ عَنْ عِبَادَتِي سَيَدْخُلُونَ جَهَنَّمَ دَاخِرِينَ. And your Lord said, call on me, I respond to you, I will help you. قُلْ أَتَعْبُدُونَ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ مَا لَا يَمْلِكُ لَكُمْ ضَرًّا وَلَا نَفْعًا وَاللَّهُ هُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. You know, they used to ask the idols, the mushrikeen used to ask of the idols. So now we go, instead of the idols, we go to Ahlul Qubur, the people of the graves, and ask of them, or to some kahins, or some soothsayers, or some scholars who purchase with the ayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala a petty price to give you some ta'weedha, to give you something that you put around your neck or around your arm to protect you from harm or from whatever it is you are asking protection of. This is shirk. This is modern day shirk, where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam warned about. Brothers and sisters, he's very close to you. You don't need to go to no one. وَهُوَ مَعَكُمْ أَيْنَمَا كُنْتُمْ. He's with you. He's with you wherever you are. وَاللَّهُ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ بَصِيرٌ. And Allah knows and sees everything you do. إِنَّهُ كَانَ بِعِبَادِهِ خَبِيرًا بَصِيرًا. Indeed, He knows the needs of His people and He will respond. He sees them. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us those who understand this great hadith, preserve the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so we are protected by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahumma ameen, aqulu qawli hadha wa astaghfirullah li wa lakum wa lisa'il muslimin wal muslimat, fastaghfiruh. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala sayyidil mursaleen wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'een. Thumma amma ba'd, very quickly, let me just go over some of the things we learned out of this hadith. Number one, we must engage the youth. Don't underestimate the youth. The youth are our asset, as a matter of fact. So engage the youth, the children, relatives or others, in meaningful conversations, in matters that are beneficial to them in both worlds. Number two, honoring and protecting the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and also the rights of people and all of His creation. Preserve the boundaries of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ مَا اسْتَطَعْتُمْ. Have taqwa of Allah. Obey Allah as much as you can. Allah knows your shortcomings. This is why He wants you to turn to Him for help. So you turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for help. Number three, do know that the reward of doing good and being good and goodness in this world is nothing but goodness in the hereafter. هَلْ جَزَاءُ الْإِحْسَانِ إِلَّا الْإِحْسَانِ. Number four, those who don't preserve the rights of Allah and are heedless of Allah and His rights don't in reality deserve His protection. Allah will leave them alone. They are on their own. Number five, if you were to ask, you should ask Allah first regarding physical and supernatural matters. And we should always supplicate. The Prophet himself used to say, Allahumma a'inni wa la ta'in alay. Oh Allah, help me and don't make me dependent on others. And he ordered Mu'adh ibn Jabal at the end of every salah to make this dua. Allahumma a'inni ala dhikrika wa shukrika wa husni ibadatik. Oh Allah, help me, a'inni ala dhikrika, to remember you, to mention you, to be grateful to you, to thank you, to praise you, and to perfect my ibadah to you. Number seven, there is another narration of this very same hadith. It ends with, وَعَلَمْ أَنَّ النَّصْرَ مَعَ الصَّبْرِ وَأَنَّ الْفَرْجَ مَعَ الْكَرْبِ وَأَنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرًا. So whatever trouble you may have in this world, you know that it's not going to last forever, and you know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to help you. So do know that help comes after patience. You're patient, Allah will give you His help. And do know that relief comes after distress. Allah will relieve you from your hardships and distress. And also that with every difficulty comes ease. Number eight, I think I'm on number eight. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he said, do know that if all the people were to help you or harm you, they cannot do that except that which Allah had already written for you. In essence, the Prophet was teaching Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma, Iman bil Qadr. The belief in the sixth article of faith, which is most important, the belief in the divine decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, لقوله ما أصاب من مصيبة في الأرض ولا في أنفسكم إلا في كتاب من قبل أن نبرأها إن ذلك على الله يسير. Nothing, no misfortune can happen, either in the earth or in yourselves, that was not set down in writing before we brought it into being. And that is easy for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the hadith ends with this beautiful statement, رفعت الأقلام وجفت الصحف. Indeed, the pens are lifted and the pages are dried. What does that mean? It means that everything that were to happen in the world of creation has been already recorded, and nothing will change the course of Allah's destinies. In other words, end of discussion, enough said. That's all you need to know. So now you have no other choice but to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, protecting, preserving His rights so He may protect you. May Allah protect us all. Allahumma ameen. Inna Allahu malaikatahu yusalluna ala al-Nabi. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala ali Muhammadin kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid. Allahumma barak ala Muhammadin wa ala ali Muhammadin kama barakta ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid. Allahumma inna ala dhikrika wa shukrika wa husni ibadatik warhamna bi rahmatika alwasi'a ya arhamar rahimin wa aqimus salata yarhamuni wa yarhamukumullah.